It's now time for Locker Room Chat with Onega Boys head basketball coach Jason Claycamp. A tough loss on Tuesday night to a very good Oskaloosa team. Both teams spread the floor very well and were able to get a lot of different people the ball in scoring situations. Coach, you guys had 6 scorers in this one. And you guys, you mentioned it last week, a very young team but have a lot of upside moving forward.
Yeah, as I said, I think we played 10 guys last night, and 7 of those have never seen varsity action before. And I think 5 of those were freshmen and sophomores. So we're very young. We had a few nerves before the game. I don't think that helped us coming out. We couldn't find our shot early. I thought our defensive intensity was really good most of the night. We had a couple breakdowns, but I thought our defensive pressure was pretty solid.
Yeah, 3-point shooting struggled a little bit in this one. Had some open looks, but couldn't quite get them to fall. But kind of feel like that's kind of a fluke.
Yeah, I think that we're going to shoot the ball much better than that from the outside. We've got too good of shooters to go 1 of 15 from 3 every night. So that's something that's going to come along. And really, we can shoot it at 4 spots on the floor most of the time. So that's something that we'll definitely see some improvement in as we move forward here.
How do you feel like your guards did overall? You had Connor Nider and Jackson Coulterman, who both kind of had their struggles in terms of shooting the ball, but you also had a guy like Maddox Honus. He had some big defensive stops, and he was able to actually rebound quite a bit. I was kind of surprised with how good of a rebounder he is as well at 5'6". But either way, how do you feel like your guard position did?
I thought our guards are pretty solid. I think one thing that we need a little better job of is shot selection. There was times where we kind of got in a hurry and we forced shots, and then they were able to get out in transition. But those are things that Connor and Jackson, I think once we get going, they're two of our returners that have some experience. And once we get some guys out there with them and start building some confidence, I think we'll be fine. As far as Maddox goes, I thought he was very good last night. He sees the floor extremely well and does a lot of good things for us.
And as for your bigs, Race wasn't really able to get things going offensively, as I'm sure you probably were hoping that he would. But Graham Valberg also had a pretty nice game, and Dale Magnet did some right things. And Race, he did some good things as well defensively. What are your thoughts on how your bigs did?
I thought our bigs were okay on the defensive end. Offensively, we struggled a little bit. I know you mentioned Graham. He had some terrific basketball moves that we just didn't finish on the backside of it, but I thought he came out, and he was one of our sophomores who doesn't have much experience. So I think as he gets more comfortable on the floor, that's going to only help us. And Race is, we need him to take on a little more of an offensive role this year, and we'll keep working at that. I thought defensively he played well, though, and I think he had 8 or 9 rebounds in the game. So if he can play good defense and rebound here to start with, that's going to help us.
So, Coach, now you have this past Friday off, you have this Friday off as well. Your next game isn't until next Tuesday against Centralia, a team that is going to be kind of they lost a lot of talent last year. They bring back some of their guys. They're off to a slow start. But what are some things that you know about the Panthers?
Well, Centralia is always tough. They're going to play good defense. They're going to get them down the floor. We're going to have to match their intensity. But I think it's absolutely a game where we can be in and have a chance to win at the end. And that's really what we're looking for, just give ourselves a chance at the end to come out with a W.
Absolutely. We'll see if you guys can pull it off again. That'll be next Tuesday, and that will be a fun one between Onega and Centralia. Coach, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it today, and best of luck.
Thank you.
That was Onega Boys Head Basketball Coach Jason Claycamp here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, and Main Star Trust.